You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 62.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
What would you say is your secret sauce? Does "I don't know" come up for you? Let me tell you, you are not alone. Maybe you are a little fuzzy and it's hard for you to slow down. Or you already checked in the beautiful brain spa and marinate yourself in this beautiful love, gratitude and excitement energy for everything that is in store for you. Either way, I have a beautiful pep talk today for you. The good thing about a space like this that you can always come back to it. So in 2 weeks or in 2 years, you can always come back to this episode whenever you feel down or discouraged or not quite clear if all these dreams, all these ideas that are buzzing around inside of you are actually meant for you. So listen up, my friend. Let's go on a walk together or snuggle up in a cozy blanket and let's tell your heart, tell your soul why you are not like the others and why this is perfect. This whole topic of identity and refining your true core and sharpening the skill of differentiating, like what is actually really yours, what are actually the goals that you want to go after, and what are the things that society wants or the people around you want, or your investors want, or your family wants for you. This is the sacred space for you, where you can hang out with yourself and your thoughts and your heart and soul. So in my coaching, one of the first exercises I love to do with my clients is distinguishing what is mind chatter and what is the soul and heart message. And I once learned this beautiful mental image that sticks with me and helped already dozens of clients on their journey. And I want to share this with you also here to hope that it might serve you too. So when you're feeling kind of ambiguous with the topic of, hey, am I really that unique? Do I even have a big dream? What do I actually want to do with my life? Why do people care what I think? When you're in that kind of headspace, it is super healthy to do this check-in and even a little zoom out to get out of your little sticky jam jar and zoom out and see what is actually happening right now. And one of the most beautiful exercises I love to do in situations like that is to check in with your body. When you are having these kind of thoughts, maybe also, is this really meant for me? Am I enough? Is this really all going to work out? Or am I just trapped in the mass hypnotic rhythm of mainstream media? What you can train right now is to zoom out. Maybe you feel these thoughts are really buzzing around you and they are so close and you can't really distinguish what is what. Take a moment and take a deep breath in from the belly up to your wings. Hold it at the top and release it again. And let's feel into the thoughts. If you would have to point into a direction where this buzzing is coming from the most, would you say it happens most up in your head? Or does it happen in your body, in your heart space? If you're really honest with yourself, where is this mind chatter echoing from? And if you're honest with yourself and you can point to your head and say like, hey, actually, this all happens between my ears and I'm constructing and it's very fast-paced and it's very pointy and harsh. If that is the quality, the texture of your thoughts, then this is mind chatter. Mind chatter is the quality of net. Many things can be caught in that net. Things that other people want from you. Things you maybe wanted in the past. Things that you think will help in your job, in your private life, for your future. All these 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day are caught in that net. And if you're at a point where it might feel a little cloggy and not that smooth and clean, it is because you haven't cleaned out that net in a while. Just like dusting in your apartment. These things also have to be dusted and cleaned out. So when you're thinking now, hey, this mind chatter, it really is happening in my net and I feel, oh, this net is really sticky and dusty and dense. This is your chance to clean that out. And one way to go about it is really just to write it down. Write them down black on white on paper. All these messy thoughts, all this mind chatter, all these ideas, all these thoughts that are buzzing in your head. Write them black on white on paper. And if they are so silly and you're like, hey, no, I can't write that down. And this is so, write that down too. Write down, this is so silly. I can't write that down. Write this down too. This sounds silly, but this is so extremely powerful because these are the stories. These are the constructed thoughts that your mind offers on a particular topic of taking care of yourself and your mindset or even bigger matters in your life that are almost clouded by all these intangible thoughts. You want to make them tangible by writing them down. And the cool thing now to distinguish, like, hey, what is then actually me? If this is all things that I picked up, all the dust from all the days, or whenever you did that last, or if you ever did that, or if you never did that, that's kind of 30 years of dust being caught in that net. And you want to clean that out, and you want to bring that on the table. And you're zooming out now and saying, okay, yeah, which of these buttload of thoughts is now truly mine? What really makes me now different than all the others? And this is where your soul connection, your intuition comes into play. We so undervalue the power of intuition. And I also, for the longest part, was not 100% sure how this is constructed. I was really constructing the concept of intuition in my brain. And this just doesn't work like that. If you look at it from a physical perspective even, it is your brain. It's locked up above your chin. Everything happens above your chin upwards. Yes, thoughts have an impact and they trigger a biochemical response, which leads you to feeling things and doing things and experiencing things. They are conceived in the brain. And intuition happens in the heart space. For me personally, I feel it in my solar plexus. So it's kind of the lower point of the ribcage. If you take your hands and feel your ribcage, this is kind of this lowest point of the ribcage bone. This is kind of where I feel it. Some people feel it more upwards and some feel it deep in the belly. This is where you have to get to know you, because you are not like the others. I can tell you what I feel. But it's up to you to learn to notice and articulate what you feel. This is a unique soul signature, unique like your fingerprint. No one can ever tell you how that feels. You have to experience it for yourself. And the visual I like to use with distinguishing, hey, what is mind chatter? What are all the external things? And what is coming from me? This image that struck the most for me was the mind chatter. All the things that are happening in your mind might feel like a stapler machine, stapling all the things, making sense of all the things. Taka, 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 taka. It is a sense-making machine. And it wants to find sense desperately, even if it means it has to be artificially constructed in your mind, making sense with all the information bits that are currently available to you. But if you check into your soul, to the thing that makes you you, it feels almost like a scissor gliding through paper, gliding through a fabric, smooth and direct, effortlessly parting and shaping things out of a beautiful material. And the stapler mind desperately wants to be that scissor because it wants to make sense, it wants to be valuable, it wants to matter. And if you staple long enough, right next to each other, taka, 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 the paper also frays and parts. And if you really feel into that, it feels like the mind is telling you then, hey, I cut the paper too. I can do that job. I'm freaking valuable. Look at this. I can also cut the paper now. I can not only just make sense of it and put two things together, I can do the other job too. Please love me for that. But the truth is, a reason why deep, deep down, you might come into touch with this deep belief at one point or the other, questioning if you are enough, if what you are producing is enough, if what you are doing in life is enough. If the goals that you're having in life are enough. This is really mind-blowing, so really stay with me. The reason why you don't feel enough for the role, for the future, for the things you want to do in your life, while you're secretly mad at you that you do not follow through with your health routines or making time for your business, is because you do not want to disappoint yourself, which lights up that fire of insufficiency inside of you even more. So come back to me. The reason why you feel not enough when your mind is in a chatter mode, allow yourself to drop in deeper. And by dropping in, I literally mean when you're breathing out and you're breathing the air out of your lungs, it almost feels like you're dropping deeper into your body. You can literally go with the elevator from the penthouse of your mind chatter, pressing the elevator and going down into the ground floor again and checking in with your heart space. And you will notice that the mind chatter almost sounds like your loud next door neighbors through the walls. It has this next door quality to it. You built space between you and that mind chatter. And you allowed yourself to check into that heart space. The space where the messages are very clear, are very direct, are very concise. Wherever you are right now, allow yourself to play with that elevator image and going up into the mind chatter and feeling like, ooh, you're entering the body and you feel the chatter and everything's very buzzy and sharp and taka, taka, taka. And then you're pressing the elevator again down to the ground floor and you feel you're checking into the heart space and the noise changes. The gravity changed. The messages get clearer. And that, my friend, is step number one to really owning your uniqueness. Because I can tell you, 95% of people do not allow themselves this kind of deep, deep connection. And the absurdity about that, it has nothing to do with wealth. How many rich people do you know and do I know that feel that kind of emptiness inside of them? This restless hustle towards something else, trying to make sense outside of them for what makes them deep down unique and lovable and whole. And just the fact that you're here with me right now, practicing this skill, wanting to get to know you on the deepest level, healing the relationship to yourself and to your future, and building up that trust and momentum towards building something epic that your logical brain, this mind chatter, cannot even conceptualize right now. It's so out of reach still, because this future is happening on such a different energetic highway that you just not have checked in yet. And this is what we are practicing here. You have the power to discover your emotional landscape and your soul signature. I feel like when people ask, like, what's the purpose? What's my purpose? This is step one to finding your purpose, finding your gift, finding this true connection, this true warmth inside of you, and creating from that place. All the things that happened in your life, all these experiences, all these dreams, all these things that shaped you. It's time to fully embrace that and make it work for you and not against you. Often in coaching, I'm noticing that people want to kind of shelve their uniqueness for their daily work, want to kind of clock out of why they're making decisions like they do, why they dream like they do, why they're in the work situation in the first place. Yes, you have very practical, special skills, but why you're hired, why you are at the place where you are right now is because of your energy, because people want to be around you. At least I hope you feel that. And if not, hit me up and let's change that. Life is too short to be around assholes. So while you are going with the elevator to the ground floor into your heart space and checking in there and being in this good energy and exploring how this space even looks and feels like, allow yourself to come up with three more reasons why you are not like the others. And ask that question right to your heart space. And I like to call that inner voice. I'm prompting you right now. You can ask, hey, inner voice, am I safe? And follow that glow. For me, it almost feels like a lighthouse helping me to locate that inner voice inside of me. And you can then ask, hey, inner voice, give me three more reasons why I am not like the others. And be in that space and notice these clear answers. Maybe it's just a word. Maybe it's just two or three words. It's very solid. It's almost slow, but still fluid. I also love to see it like lava coming down of a volcano and flowing down there, smooth and gentle, but strong and intense. And I invite you to hang out in that space. Make it a practice for you to spend time here and asking questions here. Here is where your unique next moves come from. This is where your unique directions come from. I feel like in society we are conditioned that we only get these three wishes in life, and we all have these handful of intuitive hits that we just followed. We all have those experiences. And what I'm claiming here right now, that we can get those whenever we want them. We just have to check in into the right space. It almost is like a radio frequency. You have to find the right radio frequency to be able to hear clearly what is the right next move. This is the work. This is the stuff that I'm practicing with my clients, because I get it. It's so annoying to do that alone, because you always kind of pulled up again into the penthouse, people calling you back into the party space. That's why gifting you this space to be there and listen and follow what's there, and then also finding the courage, finding the trust to act upon it and do the damn thing. And you wanna make those intentional small moves every single day, a small adjustment into that direction. And no one can give you these directions. Spend some time with your inner voice these days. This is the biggest gift you can ever give you. The true heart desires and wishes for miracles come from here. Most people are not like us. They prefer to sit back, numb their pain, numb their worries, and drag themselves throughout the days. But this is not us. So thank you for finding me, and thank you for choosing me to sit at your imaginary dinner table, where you're considering cutting the excuses and take an honest look to how you're showing up for that. You can call it magnetism, authenticity. There are many words for that. And I'm going to play with a couple of words today to really speak to your soul on different levels. So it will click at least on one level and you will recognize something about yourself that you never thought possible. So buckle up, my friends, and prime the session. I'm going to learn something about myself today that I never knew was possible. So let's dive in. Let's set the scene. If I asked you, what would you say is your secret sauce? Does I don't know come up for you? Let me tell you, you are not alone. Let's talk about that feeling of confusion, that physical sensation that rushes through your body when you're confronted with honest questions about your true essence. How does that feel physically in your body? Is it more warm or cold? Maybe it feels warm for all the wrong reasons. You get a little heat rush. And it feels comfortable, but again, for all the wrong reasons. Yes, you want to feel warm, and yes, you want to feel comfortable, but for the right reasons. This default answer your brain is offering you of, I don't know, is just not useful. It will never lead you to the path to actually figure that out. You want to play instead with, hey, I'm going to figure it out, and redirect it over and over. This is a general life lesson, my friend. In any situation when your brain wants to offer like, I don't know how to fix that. I don't know why this happened. I don't know what I'm doing. Really feel into that. What sensation does that create in your body? How does that feel? And what do you want to do when you feel that? I'm guessing nothing that will help you to figure it out. And if you're asking, hey, I'm gonna figure it out. I want to stay curious. There is something inside of me. Even though I can't articulate it right now, it's there. And I'm brave enough. I keep showing up. I stay present with it. Until it feels safe enough to show itself. Being the strong, healed masculine that's just showing up and just standing there and just holding the space for this divine feminine, for your soul essence, for this unique frequency, your secret sauce, wanting to come forward, feeling safe enough to come forward. And that's my biggest wish for you, that every time your brain wants to tell you something negative, you want to redirect it. That's your chance. This is the mega skill we as humans have to learn to kind of break in our brain. Yes, there are times where it can go wild like a wild horse and just runs around and being wild and being free. That's beautiful. But you also want to be able to be in charge of your brain, be able to redirect it and create the thing and be intentional with your thinking. And you can be intentional, rageful. Soulful rage is a powerful thing. We're gonna tap into that in the future episode. But my biggest wish for you is that you step by step build up the confidence to take ownership and get into the director's seat and redirect your thinking. In fancy language, it's called deliberate thinking, when you're thinking on purpose. And it's a pain in the ass. It's so exhausting, but it works. It's really like that power suit you're putting on to impress some corporate dudes. It feels uncomfortable, but you know it works. So you want to be able to fall back to that whenever you need it. But the thing is, we have to redirect our brain. We have to clean it out. We have to keep a clear ship. Otherwise, we are drowning. You want to be in charge of what you are focusing on. Because where your focus goes, energy flows. We here in this space are specialized in the art of identity creation and expression. Your path might feel a little harder, but that's because your dreams are bigger. Keep going. We need you. Just because some soul desire or miracle you want to call into the world feels too big for you and your mind wants to talk you out of taking action towards that, these are the moments you want to redirect. We need you. You can waste your life drawing lines, or you can live your life crossing them. You are not meant to live within the boxes. So let's explore what your unique frequency, this unique thing that doesn't fit in just one box or has no box at all yet, and you have to create your own box, what that is. Because once you find that within yourself, that's this soul-nurturing life and leadership you want to go after. Because let's face it, your identity is taking shape either way. Either you are consciously co-creating or you let your surrounding shape you. Let's just take a moment and consider which one is more fun. And what I'm contributing to your journey here in this space is being kind of a sonar, this lighthouse, this checkpoint almost of how good it can feel. So you can co-regulate to that. Maybe, and especially if you don't have any other people in your life right now, that exude that playful, curious determination and courage. That's okay. That's why you're here. Because once you are co-regulating, which basically means that your nervous system is adapting to the frequency of someone else. Parents do that when their kids are crying and they hug them and they soothe them with shh, all is good, all is good. And exactly that, but in a slightly different direction, I'm doing here with you. Because you want to get your body on board with this frequency that you want to cultivate in your life. And it's not something that's constructed in your head. Of course you can take inspiration from people around you, when you're browsing, making your Pinterest vision boards, all that jazz. That's good, it's beautiful, that's gathering inspiration and feeling into what really feels like you. That almost feels like an onion even. We have to shed those layers, layer by layer by layer. Getting closer to the core, unlearning and getting to know that true core essence that is you. Hey, and let me tell you, I had resistance of putting my hand on my heart for the longest time. So much resistance to just sitting down and taking centering breaths. I remember when I was 27, 28 in my managing director job at the huge tech conference, and a colleague of mine said like, hey, you are so stressed, you are heading towards a burnout. And I knew that, but I just did not know how to escape. And he was just offering me like, hey, if you can't have 5 minutes for a meditation, you need 10. And this was just triggering me even more. So that's why, especially if you're in a high-paced job right now and your mind is running at a different pace right now, mind management might be the ideal catch-up for you to redirect your mind and getting into this other emotional frequency where you're even receptive to making changes. Because this might be the biggest truth about consciousness and it might not click right away. But the more often you hear this, the deeper it goes. When someone is not receptive to what you're saying, it's not that you said it wrong. When this other person is in resistance mode and they just do not want to get it and want to find all the reasons why you're wrong, you will never convince them of the opposite. They will never get the beauty and the spark of what else is possible, but that's on them. Your job is to find those people that get it and that are open and seeking and resonating with your unique frequency. That's also why I had to say goodbye to a couple of very dear people in my life that just fall off. They are just not receptive right now. They do not want to engage, and I can want to engage as much as possible. If they don't want it, it will never click. And I made peace with that, and I let them go. This is the relationship that you actually want to work on. It's not about the relationship to others or all the material things around you. The better you have that relationship with yourself, and shedding those onion layers. This is the thing that charges up your authentic magnetism. And maybe those people will come around eventually, maybe not. And maybe there's this whole other crowd waiting for you that gets you to the core, where you do not have to fake it, where you do not have to pretend anything and trying to downregulate your awesomeness so they don't see you as a threat. So stay with it. It's all working out. And maybe you are like me, like in the beginning when this colleague was mentioning I had to do 10 minutes of meditation. I mean, I would take part in it half-heartedly, but I would have to convince my brain I was not 100% available to that healing yet. I noticed I would want to grab my phone instead and go back into my familiar dysregulated state. It took me consciously retraining my body that it's okay to become grounded. It's okay to become centered. I had to unwind so much from my brain that when you allow you to take shape, you can track where does your mind have resistance. This is part of the energy training within my program, where we consciously step into that courageous, mission-driven energy, and we want to stay there and notice where your mind has resistance. Sometimes you want to trigger those thoughts intentionally to be able to grab them, put them black on white on paper, so they don't fly around like those nasty mosquitoes. Because the more often you do that, step into the energy and take a snapshot of all the resisting thoughts that come up when you're in there, this resistance is just dust. Dust in your mind. And this is maybe the most powerful exercise you can play with. that when you step into your bold, courageous energy and you feel the resistance taking shape and your mind goes, hey, we don't need that right now, that is your chance to remove the dusty layer of your being. And I guarantee you, this pattern also shows up in your business. And you will find yourself over there cleaning up the same stuff. So that's what people mean by how you do one thing is how you do everything. These kind of nasty, resisting thoughts can show up in all areas of your life because they all come from your same brain. And if you're thinking about your future project or your part-time business or your coaching practice, and you want to know how to make some strategic move, and you want to create these beautiful environments for yourself in your office space and really want to create that best container for you to drop into that flow state consistently, hey, what if you can create that? What if you are that miracle maker that even create the miracle of feeling unstoppable? And if you're not doing that for yourself, you get easily bothered waiting for other people to give it to you. And you get really triggered whether that's ever happening and how they show up for you. You'll get bothered if clients or contractors are projecting weird behavior. Or they might be late for calls and you think, hey, they don't take me seriously. That's a chance for you to notice. It takes two to tango. What is it about who you are as the main character of your business that would be allowing that kind of behavior? Once you turn that inwards of what you are allowing and what you are projecting outwards that people around you are reflecting back to you, this becomes your playground. And what is it about a magnet that's so good? It's charged, it's strong, it's literally putting things into motion. And let me ask you, are you feeling literally turned on by yourself, by this beautiful frequency? You have to be your first biggest fan, my friend. This is how it works. Not in an egotistical way, but from a healed way, from a radiant showing up and hey, I have nothing to hide, I have all to share. If you feed yourself the energy your body craves and you play with the idea of how good can it get? How easy can it be? How much fun can it be? You start radiating it out because you are taking care of yourself. It's like the food you eat. Sooner or later, it influences your skin on the outside. The same goes on with your thoughts and what energy you create in your body. This radiates out and this is what attracts people and opportunities towards you. And people around you start to know that there is something juicy about you. Something's different. And the rest will fall into place. You need thoughts that are almost like a spell or a code word that unlocks this field of possibilities for you. Those thoughts might be something like, I deserve to feel good. I deserve to be honored and respected. Money and opportunity find me irresistible. They want to be around me. I want to be an example of what's possible. I want to prove to myself to be intentionally good to me. And I have a little homework for you today. Your drop-in question you want to play with today is tell yourself, I want to believe X about myself. What is something you want to believe about yourself? I want to believe that about myself, but I'm having trouble doing that. Because it's easy to go into default. I don't have enough time. Maybe it's not a priority right now. And all that is just mind dust and patterns. And we can talk about that. The work in my coaching is not to help you suck less, but to feel outstanding. You don't want to become a better caterpillar. That's die Raupe. I love this image of the caterpillar to the butterfly transformation. I dove into that in my recent YouTube deep dive, and it's crazy what happens there. Did you know that? The caterpillar, so die Raupe, once they are cocooning, kind of wrapping themselves up in this little burrito. I think I missed that class in biology. Anyway, it's freaking ridiculous, but it works perfectly when we're talking about identity and making identity shifts. This is exactly what's happening here as well. When you still currently are in this kind of caterpillar, so this Raupen state, I don't want you to be a better Raupe. No! We are training you to become a beautiful butterfly. when you're redirecting your focus there and build up that new neural pathway that will help your butterfly wings to emerge, then you have a much easier time to look at all the dusty patterns and clean them up from a deeper knowing place. Versus if you're not conscious day to day, in your mind you will live kind of in a dusty floor, continuing to be in that caterpillar state, trying to hot glue some wings to your torso, believing that you don't have enough time and that it's actually never meant to be for you. And you're trying to coach yourself from believing that. That's just so fucking hard. I get it. I did that also for the longest time. You want to step into that frequency of already kind of sensing this butterfly vibes and the lightness and the possibilities that await for you once you became that butterfly. So you want to come over there into that butterfly state, cultivating that new way of being, coming back and back again to work on that. You want to solve for your problems from that butterfly state, from that place where you want to grow towards the thing that already unfolded. You want to go to that dream state and solve your problem from this perspective. Your brain is always with you in whatever state you are in your business and career. So don't be hard on yourself when you default back to that little caterpillar Raupen brain. When you're thinking, hey, who am I to help here? Am I the person to fix this? You want to redirect and tap into that butterfly frequency and ask, how can I be the strongest energy in the room? When everybody's dialing down, when everybody's kind of caught up in their daily work, trying to become the fastest little Raupe on the planet, telling yourself, hey, I have 100 legs, so I should be the fastest person, right? But no, there is this whole other stage waiting for you on your timeline. So have a designated quiet time to go inward and ask yourself, how can you create a more dialed in and juiced up solution for your situation and for your people? The more and more you get comfortable, the more and more you can see and feel this butterfly energy, the more and more familiar it becomes to you. And more your nervous system becomes safe around it and trust that this is a place where we can be in and create from. And this, my friend, is your highway to your dream future. So let's go out there and turn up that volume on your frequency. I'm gonna leave you with that for now. Stay in that heart space. Gift yourself another couple of minutes just to be there and use your breath whenever you wanna bubble up again into the mind chatter. Take a deep breath out of your mouth and almost blowing away those snappy thoughts and be able to drop in again and hang out a little while longer in your heart.
Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.